Well, they certainly seemed like they were friends yesterday. Prime Minister Mark Carney in the United States at the Oval Office with President Trump, but returning to Ottawa today without any deal to remove tariffs of any kind. He's leaving a few key ministers behind to keep pressing Canada's case in meetings. But Carney met with Trump, as you heard here live on CJME, and it was Trump who told reporters at the start of the meeting he'd walk away a happy man.
I think they're going to be very happy. We have a lot of things that we're working on that people don't talk about. They talk about, competitiveness. He's a very competitive person. They talk about things that we don't necessarily agree on. But I think they're going to walk away very happy.
But in the end, Trump showed no signs of relenting on tariffs. It was just pretty heavy on optics and a little light on specifics. Joining me now, CJME Provincial News Director Sarah Mills. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning.
How do you think this is going to land politically? I don't know that optimism is enough. What's your take?
No, I mean, you've described it really well with the optics and whether he's actually come with specifics. I think what you can look at politically is there's relationship building there. The body language of both of them looked different than it did in May. It was more relaxed. There was laughter. You go back to May, you had the sort of finger pointing from J.D. Vance towards the Prime Minister in Canada. You had very specifically a goal that Mark Carney needed to do in May, which was to say the words Canada is not for sale. Juxtaposition that to yesterday, and you still had a mild dig about Canada and America, and you know what would be the easiest thing to do, that sort of approach from Trump and Mark Carney going, oh, I don't think so, we're not going there. So, yeah, I mean, the politicians going, whether it's Mo going to India or China, you want them coming back with something, and they never do. But what looks to be here is you've had this relationship building where perhaps it's more cordial around the table for the ministers left behind to talk about this. And also you have that key moment, Craig, where there was from Donald Trump, which if you're a conservative or Pierre Poilievre, you probably didn't want to hear this out of the president's mouth, but you've got Donald Trump saying Mark Carney's a good guy.
Yeah.
He won the election. He won it really fair and square. He's a good man. He's a good negotiator.
Yeah, it could have gone way worse. You know, I've been saying the last few days, you know, if he catches Trump in a good mood, and he seemed to be in a good mood, and we don't come away with any more harm, that might be the win. But that was a win maybe 6 months ago. This morning, the conclusion isn't so much the same. We still have nothing concrete or any level of progress. And this was a central part of the reason why he got the job as prime minister. He was supposed to be capable of results, right? But continually saying we're making progress, it's not enough yet, is it?
No, and it's not. And the funny thing was, if you read some of the political reporters in Ottawa, there was clearly a signaling from the Prime Minister's office. Even Brian Lilly told Evan Bray yesterday, there were signals that there was movement on aluminum and steel, that they would move something forward on that particular area. That was signaled from the Prime Minister. Their office or their key officials working together clearly had been signaled something from the White House that did not come to fruition yesterday. Now, perhaps it will in the coming days if we see something, but why do that if you didn't have anything concrete? Did they think they were walking out with something yesterday and they were disappointed? Because the other thing is, go back to May, it was Mark Carney on top of the Canadian embassy doing the statement and the taking questions from reporters. Yesterday was Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc. So why? Was there something that the Prime Minister was rushing off to? Well, his agenda today is nothing but being in question period, where he's going to be facing all of the sort of questions you've just said. So, yeah, I think he politically does need a win. Sure, it makes things easier to be friendlier with Donald Trump and to have that relationship, but in this next, probably by the end of the year, there needs to be something. And I bet you it's dairy and the issues of the monopoly and the deals on that, what Canada has and what America argues it should have. for both Canadian consumers and better pricing. I wonder if behind the scenes that remains the sticking point, because that's always about politics for a Canadian politician.
CJME Provincial News Director Sarah Mills, I thank you for your take. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Greg.
Burton Cummings, I know he's going to be in Winnipeg next month for a concert. There's been some rumors circulating that maybe he's the halftime show in Winnipeg for the Grey Cup. I don't think that is going to happen. But it is really weird that we got about a month to go before the Grey Cup and we still haven't heard who the halftime show is. Riders are back to practice. Trevor Harris chatting about the significance of the game against the Argonauts Friday night. It's a biggie in the playoff race.
Got one chance, and that's really what we're looking at as is the chances this weekend, but how to get our best, most efficient job done is to have a great day one practice and have great meetings. And so that's what we're focused on. And I'm going to just crush some film with the guys tonight with the QBs, and we'll kind of just go through some stuff and make sure that we're, you know, on our P's and Q's and details. And, you know, we'll worry about next week when next week gets here, but this week's about this week. And, you know, as always, it's about us, you know, understanding we're playing a good opponent, going to come in here fighting for jobs and a lot of pride, like I said, but it's about us making sure that we're trending in the right direction, getting where we need to be.
Now, our defense is possibly going to have some new faces in the backfield this week. Roland Milligan, Marcus Sales having practice, Devon Campbell, once again, limited. So Friday against the Argonauts, it could be three players starting who weren't even with the team at training camp at this rate here. But CJMB Rider reporter Britton Gray will again be following the Riders today. We'll have them on tomorrow for a check as they could clinch first in the West with a win on Friday night. Didn't go the way the Blue Jays fans wanted last night. Man, tough luck.
High in the air. Deep down the left field line, and it's off the foul pole. A three-run homer, and the game is tied.
Yeah, the comeback was on. Aaron Judge hit a tying homer, drove in four runs so the Yankees could stay alive. They rallied from five runs down to beat the Jays 9-6 in Game 3. A pair of crucial defensive errors revived the Yankees, who scored eight unanswered runs to win, in fact. The Blue Jays, Ernie Clement, who had four hits and an RBI, said the Yankees took advantage of some walks and errors.
Yeah, it just goes to show if you let your foot off the gas for even a second, a good team will pounce on you and make stuff happen.
Game 4 tonight, 5 o'clock, bumped up a little earlier tonight, okay? And it was an 8-4 win for the Mariners over the Tigers, too. Seattle is up 2-1 in the other action of the ALDS. Yeah, it's starting over. A new season in the NHL. The Canadian clubs start to play tonight. Leafs and Habs, Oilers and Flames. And the Oilers just made an announcement here this morning. They have signed defenseman Matthias Ekholm to a 3-year contract extension, which is big news for Oiler fans. And in Winnipeg, huge news. They signed Kyle Connor to an 8-year, $96 million extension. It's the richest deal in franchise history, by nearly $37 million. To give you a little context on that, 14 years ago, the entire Jets franchise was purchased in Atlanta for $110 million. And Kyle Connor, 8 years, $96 million extension. Pretty big money. Joining me now from the Green Zone to look at some of the hot headlines of the new season of the NHL is our very own Jamie Nye. Jamie, I thought we'd talk about Mitch Marner first, who is now with the Golden Knights, the highest franchise paid player there too. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Mitch Marner going to the Vegas Golden Knights and, you know, playing with Eichel and that whole team again. Kelly McCrimmon is not shy to make a big move. He made another big move this offseason, Greg. So I'd expect Vegas to do a lot of damage in the Western Conference.
They got a good goaltender too. And then there's Marner's former squad, the Leafs. Have they made any significant moves?
Not really. I look at the Toronto Maple Leafs as they added a lot of like depth pieces. You know, Nick Waugh, those types of guys who comes in, Dakota Joshua from Vancouver. But they move a guy like Matthew Nyes up the lineup, who I like this young guy, actually. So when I look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, they're trying to get grittier. They're trying to get heavier. They're trying to be that team that's a menace in the playoffs with a different structure. Change the DNA is what Brad Treliving and Craig Berube. They're trying. Not sure it's enough, but it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. I have Toronto in the playoffs, so it's more like, okay, we'll wait until April.
Oh, yeah.
To actually get to see what they look like.
I would put them in the playoffs, too, but they'll cave to the pressure. It always seems the pressure is too much for those Leafs. The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, they're eyeing a three-peat. Not since the Islanders won four straight Stanley Cups to bring in the 80s there as an NHL club pulled that off. Do you fear their early injuries may stop them from their dynasty?
It's not just early injuries. It's long-term early injuries. Like Barkov's done for the season. Matthew Tkachuk is out until probably near the Olympic break. And you wonder if can the rest of those guys fill some big holes. And, well, they won last night, but it wasn't convincing against the Chicago team who's going to be at the bottom of the standings again this year. So that is going to be an interesting story to watch,
yeah.
Greg. I do believe the Florida Panthers, they're going to be in the playoff conversation, but it's just a matter of who can be back in that lineup.
I do, too. I feel they're going to I'll get to who I think is going to be in the Stanley Cup, and it kind of works around them a bit here. But as far as assessment of Canadian clubs, let's do this. If you can only pick one, what club does not make the playoffs? I point to Calgary. Unless their goaltending stands on their head all season, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, Dustin Wolf. I got the Calgary Flames.
Okay, we're in agreement there.
Depth chart of Canadian teams, 7 is Calgary.
Now the Oilers, will they make it to the Cup again? The odds say no, because the past 5 teams to lose 2 Cup finals in a row failed to come back and win in year 3. But they didn't have the greatest hockey player in the world. So, yeah, they're going back. What do you say?
No.
You're breaking from your tradition of the last few years.
Yeah, I'm going to say not this year, but the next year after that, they'll be back with more cap space. So with McDavid's new deal and everything else kicking in, and you'll see a depth piece, a goaltender, those types of things. But it's going to be tough. I'm going to say no to the Oilers in the Stanley Cup final.
Well, then who do you have?
Colorado is the team I'm going to put in the Stanley Cup final with Makar and McKinnon. Those two, now like a Landeskog's for a full season after Rantanen leaves, I think that's going to be a big boost to the Colorado Avalanche. So I will have Colorado in the Stanley Cup final. And I think it's going to be Tampa. I think it's the other Florida team that's going to rise again.
Jamie, sit down. I'm running really shy on time, so I'm just going to get straight to it here. I say yes, the Oil will be back. They will stop the Ottawa Senators from winning the Stanley Cup, Jamie. I would have said Florida, but yeah, that injury bug is bothering me. That's the only reason I'm picking Ottawa. If the Oilers are to miss the Cup, I blame Dallas.
Okay. Dallas, okay. I just like that you have Tkachuk back in the final against Edmonton Oilers.
Jamie, hey, it's fun to have you on the show, and I look forward. You got a lot of hockey to talk about this afternoon, too, on the Green Zone. I look forward to it with you and Locker.
Right on.
That's a good-looking blue sky out there, and if you're looking out your window and having not yet stepped out, it is, it's going to be a nice day. A little fresh, though, in the early morning, isn't it? But warming up nicely in the 20s this afternoon. I'm starting to feel a little better. I have, for the last few weeks, been wrestling with, losing my voice. I'm sure you're aware of that if you've listened here the last week and a half or so. It's gone a little poorly some days, but I still can't shake this. Like, it's deep in the chest, a little aggravation in this air and the occasional cough. And I was at the doctor yesterday, and he was saying, it could go up to 10 weeks. It's just these bugs that are floating around. Like 10 weeks of this. Sheesh. But yeah, a lot of bugs floating around. I'm hearing a lot of parents talking about their kids coming down with their sniffles and coughs. And I guess it's good timing. The Sask Health Authority says immunization appointments for COVID and flu shots are open now. And clinics kick in on October the 14th. But the easiest way is make an appointment through your pharmacist. Lots of Blue Jays fans a little disappointed. It was looking so good so early, and then they lost 9-6. We were prowling the streets. I think we were at Pump Jacks on Albert when we got this reaction from Blue Jays fans after the loss.
We couldn't string anything together. We left a few guys on base between like the fifth and the ninth. It was just tough to watch.
The Yankees are a good team. I don't think that it means anything that we didn't sweep them here.
Demoralizing after that.
It takes time to build up, and the Yankees are certainly a formidable opponent.
I think we still got this in the bag for the series overall.
I think we kind of got to trust the process, right? Moving guys out, moving our like relievers in earlier.
And game four goes tonight, 5 o'clock. It is earlier tonight from New York. And in the other ALDS, it was an 8-4 win for the Mariners over the Tigers. Seattle now up 2-1. It was kind of comical in that game, too. What are the chances you'd wear a shirt, jersey, that said dump 61 here for the opposing team in Detroit, and a player's 61st home run ball would actually bounce right to you? Because it happened to a Mariners fan last night against the Tigers.
Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone.
Oh, great pick right there.
He literally has a shirt that says dump here.
Oh, my word.
And he got the home run on a bounce.
Yep, number 61. Cal Raleigh hit his first home run of the postseason, bouncing off the bullpen and directly into this guy's glove. And after the game, I guess Cal met him and took a pic with him and gave him an autographed bat as well. Oilers and Flames tonight as we're talking about the NHL. Lots of hype videos online from Sportsnet, who carries the games. They were asking members of the NHL, which team is poised for a big breakout this season? Jack Eichel from Vegas said,
I don't know. I thought Ottawa had a good year last year. I think they're on the cusp of, I mean, they made the playoffs, obviously. So I don't know if you want to say that they're in a breakout, but I think they have a good team.
Charlie McAvoy from the Bruins predicting the team that might have a breakout season.
I think Anaheim's going to be good. I think they built pretty well last year, and maybe this year they make it back to the playoffs.
And both Connor Hellebuyck of the Jets and Patrick Kane. You're going to hear from the Red Wings.
Probably pick. Detroit Red Wings. I'll go with the Red Wings. I think we're poised to make the playoffs and kind of make that next step.
And finally, Regina's fan favorite, Jordan Eberle of the Seattle Kraken weighed in. What team might have a breakout season this year? He said
Seattle Kraken.
Of course he did. Hope he does well, too.